Since the White House lifted a travel ban on Libya in response to its pledge to abandon weapons of mass destruction, U.S. businessmen have been rushing to the oil-rich country in North Africa. But Libyans want American tourists to visit. Libya boasts hundreds of miles of beautiful Mediterranean coastline and well-preserved traces of some of the world's major civilizations. NPR's Nick Spicer visited the country last week.
Some 1,800 years ago, Roman ships plied these waters to nestle in the port of the city known as Leptis Magna. Today, a short walk inland brings you to acre upon acre of stunning ruins. The baths, the amphitheater, the market. In short, an entire Roman city, said to be among the best preserved in the world.
The western app, decorated with the views of Bacchus and something like Venus.
This Libyan guide has the time to talk about only a small portion of the ancient city to a delegation of American business people. They had to get special permission from the U.S. government to travel to Libya. The stones and marble left Jay McAuliffe sounding short of words.
It's just, you can have a sense of what it was like to be in that time of history. Magnificent.
This Alaska-sized nation also has vestiges of other major settlements by the Phoenicians, the Greeks, the Turks, not to mention the still vibrant Tuareg and Berber communities. So there's plenty to see, but Libya still lacks the hotels and infrastructure to sustain a major tourist boom. In the capital, Tripoli, the lobby of the Hotel Carinthia bustles with business people, U.S. diplomats, and busloads of wealthy European retirees. The hotel is a joint venture between Maltese investors and the Libyan government. The government is privatizing tourism-related businesses in order to complement oil revenues. But there's still a long way to go. The Carinthia is the only real luxury hotel in Libya. By law, half the personnel must be Libyan. Some visitors complain Libyan staff at times don't meet Western standards of service. Tony Taboni trains employees for the Carinthia chain. He describes Libya as a challenge, but says other investors are stepping up nonetheless, looking especially to set up beachside resorts.
I met people from the Hilton. I met people for the Four Seasons. There are a lot of investors here sharking around for land to invest because they feel that Libya is safer, a little bit safer than before. And also they can trust their investment here.
Flamenco, played North African style by Libyan guitarists in the Rock Cafe on Tripoli's upmarket Gergarsh Street. The young Libyan men here are talking about the business opportunities the recent political changes will bring. Hussam Hussein Zagar is a tour operator with plans to organize trips for Americans. He says there's no animosity towards the United States, despite decades of hostility between the two governments. After all, he says, Libyans are happy to see their former colonial masters from Italy.
Italian market is the main market of Libya, and that's due to the historical background that we have together. And we have turned the page of the past, especially with the occupation of the Italians over here, and we are man to man now. And we welcome all nations.
In the old part of Tripoli, there is every sign that that is true. Tourists are rare enough to merit a second look, but they usually get a smile and often an offer of a green tea or water. Alcohol is illegal. Tourism only really took off here after United Nations sanctions were lifted in 1999. Government officials say the major obstacle to development now is the poor international image of the country. But that seems to be changing. Nick Spicer, NPR News.